From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Most people would probably rather not know what goes on in a slaughterhouse. But recently, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, smuggled a video camera into a kosher packing plant in Iowa. They recorded graphic scenes of animal slaughter and released them to the public. PETA says the video clearly shows a pattern of inhumane treatment. The tape prompted the U.S. Department of Agriculture and others to criticize the plant, but in Iowa and among kosher authorities, the response has largely been one of support. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Postville is in the northeast corner of Iowa, a rural area where you wouldn't expect to find a kosher slaughterhouse operated by Hasidic Jews. The agriprocessor's plant here is described as the world's largest glatt kosher slaughterhouse, and it's the only one in the U.S. certified by Israeli rabbinic authorities. Cattle are killed here using kosher slaughter techniques. It's all depicted in grisly detail on this PETA tape. A shochet, a ritual slaughterer, uses a sharp knife to cut a steer's throat, and as the blood begins to flow, a second man steps forward and pulls out the animal's trachea. In case after case, the animal struggles to its feet while its windpipe dangles from its open throat. PETA spokesman Bruce Friedrich.
Many of the animals actually struggle and stand for up to 3 minutes after their throats have been slit open, which are unarguably, according to physiologists, signs of consciousness. What is happening on that slaughter plant line is clear and absolute cruelty to animals.
Before posting the tape to its website, PETA shared it with former USDA inspectors and industry experts, like Temple Grandin, a veterinarian at Colorado State University.
My reaction was I just about fell off my chair when I saw this procedure of yanking out the trachea.
Grandin, an expert on humane slaughtering practices, has worked closely with dozens of kosher slaughterhouses. Kosher slaughter, she says, can be extremely humane if done well. One sign Grandin says that agriprocessors was not doing things correctly was how many animals tried to get up after having their throats cut. PETA says one quarter of the 276 animals the group documented showed signs of consciousness after being released from the holding chamber. Agriprocessors disputes that, however, along with most of PETA's other charges. Spokesman Mike Thomas says plant workers don't deliberately remove the animals' tracheas. He says it's sometimes done accidentally. And despite evidence on the tape, Thomas says the vast majority of animals die within seconds.
You can assert anything that you want. There are going to still be involuntary muscle reactions that come from the death throes of the animal, regardless of how they're slaughtered. The bottom line is that those involuntary muscle reactions are not necessarily an indication of anything other than the animal is dying.
When it was first released, the PETA tape sparked an immediate reaction, and the USDA announced it was opening an investigation. Rabbinic authorities who oversee shahita, kosher slaughter, also visited the plant and released a statement saying that despite the charges, operations there were both kosher and humane. Their spokesman, Menachem Lubinsky, dismisses the PETA charges, saying criticism of kosher slaughter is nothing new.
The onslaught against shechita has been ongoing for centuries. It was actually one of the first images that the Nazis used in projecting the inhumaneness of Jews. Clearly, the charges are coming from a quarter that is very suspect.
PETA spokesman Bruce Friedrich says the charges of animal cruelty have nothing to do with anti-Semitism. He notes that many rabbis have also expressed concern about the practices depicted on the tape.
We've been pretty flummoxed by the fact that anyone would defend the egregious cruelty to animals that is happening in this plant. Judaism actually has more vegetarians than any other faith except Hinduism, and that's because of the fine Jewish tradition of compassion for animals.
Iowa, however, is not an animal rights stronghold. When Hasidic Jews arrived here in Postville 15 years ago to run the plant, there were significant community tensions. But Sharon Drawn, who edits the local paper, says even those who don't like the plant paid little attention to PETA's allegations.
You know, this is a farming community, and let's face it, our livelihood is based on that production. The PETA people pretty much would just assume none of us would ever eat another piece of meat or wear leather shoes or carry a handbag.
Meanwhile, Agriprocessors has made some changes, taking steps to ensure that its workers don't remove the tracheas of cattle in the slaughtering process, and it's begun using a device to kill animals that still show signs of life after being released from the holding chamber. The plant operators say these and other changes were made at the suggestion of the USDA and rabbinic authorities, and have nothing to do with PETA and its charges that the plant was being cruel to the animals it slaughtered. Greg Allen, NPR News.